Second Mondays here. Welcome, everybody, to your Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is April 16th, 2024. Thanks for joining us. I'm Max Crawford, along with the Chief, Joe Winkley. Lots of changes set to blow our way eventually. But in the meantime, we're going to stew in the humidity a little bit. For more on that, here's Shell.
All right, let's start us here with your Tuesday. We're going to find a cloud cover, breezy winds, humidity, warmth. Stop me if you've heard or felt any of this. It's almost a carbon copy of yesterday, except for today through about lunchtime, 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. Chance for a few isolated spots of showers and drizzle. Nothing overwhelming for us. In fact, if you find rain, totals would be less than about a tenth of an inch. That'll shut down the rain chance for now. As we go through the week, it's going to be primarily driven around warmth. Daytime highs 87 to 89 for your Wednesday, for your Thursday, and for your Friday. We could come close to 90 degrees on Thursday, and all of this is going to be some of the warmest temperatures and the warmest streak that we've seen so far in 2024. Tack on some humidity, and it could feel like the 90s for a lot of us in the shade. Now, around us, little disturbances will be able to pop off showers and storms. As of right now, I think that the lid is still on the Brazos Valley for most of the week, so at best, maybe on Thursday, as some storms erupt to our north and to our west, could allow a few showers to decaying thunderstorms into parts of the area by evening. I really think that we stay quiet for most of the week until we get to the weekend. The weekend is where we get a better chance to unscrew that lid and to give us a chance for some needed rainfall as well.
And one thing that will not be lacking this weekend is the moisture. Now, what we're going to see roll through is not some very neat, very strong low pressure system on Saturday. This one's going to be a little bit ragged, but it will have some cooler air behind it eventually. Where the upper level energy may be lacking a little bit for Saturday's rain chance, like I mentioned, there's going to be a lot of moisture to go along with it. Shell tweeted it earlier this week. The temperature and dew point profiles are nearly saturated all the way to the top of the atmosphere. That really just means it is humid from the surface all the way up to the tippy top of the troposphere. So in that situation, you just need a little bit of lift, something to push all that additional moisture up, turn into little raindrops, and then eventually fall down as rain. We think that could be daytime heating as early as the afternoon hours on Saturday, so some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms certainly a possibility. And then as the cold front slowly digs southward Saturday evening into early Sunday, we will likely see additional showers and storms form along that boundary. So, in other words, as of right now, it's not necessarily a question of if, but exactly when and how much we're going to see before the weekend is done. Feel pretty good about saying anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches with some isolated totals of more. That's a good place to start. We're going to keep it pretty conservative right now just because, again, that lift component may be lacking a little bit. So, again, we'll keep an eye on that. But for right now, I think it's a really good idea to plan for at least some of your Saturday to be damp at times, especially the farther into the day you go. We are, of course, keeping an eye on that for a pretty big little spring game that's happening at Kyle Field Saturday afternoon. Right now, all plans are a go. But again, we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, and then on the other side of that, old Ma Nature turns the air conditioning back on after topping off with those temperatures that are anywhere from 10 to 12 degrees above average for this time of the year. We'll get you a couple cooler than average days. The weekend ends with temperatures only in the 70s. Early next week, some lows in the 50s. And then we start moderating a bit, upper 70s to low 80s as we head into next week. And maybe another chance at some rain and some thunderstorms mid to late next week, but we'll work on that as we get closer.
Could be eventful to end next week, you say? Okay. All right, y'all, that is going to do it for this Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Get out and enjoy the free moisturizer over the next several days, and keep tuned to us for your all-important weekend plans. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. We will see you on the next edition of the Pinpot. Let's make it a great day.